You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, scholars have predicted the demise of religion for a long time, yet it appears that in the 21st century, religion is on the rise, a global trend expected to exceed 50 years. The answer, it seems, is down to childcare. While most child supervision can be stressful and expensive, religious communities tend to have greater support for families than secular communities, which leads to larger families. I talked to John Shaver, the head of religious studies at the University of Otago, who gave me some insight into the resilience of religion.
Well, the study, I think it's first important to talk about the data a little bit. So the data come from the New Zealand Attitudes and Values Study, which is a study led by Professor Chris Sibley from the University of Auckland, which is a longitudinal study which started in 2009, and it tracks the same roughly 18,000 people each year. So we were interested in something that I had noticed a long time ago, which is that religious families tend to be much larger on the whole than secular families. Religious people tend to have more kids, to put it another way. And this is one of the reasons why, despite a lot of people moving away from religion or religion on the decline, that it isn't going away perhaps as quickly as many people thought. And so having a large number of children is actually quite costly. You know, it takes a lot of money to raise a kid to adulthood. You know, you need to give it clothes and everything like that. But the more kids you have, it's also more difficult to sort of look after them. And so we began to think about why it might be, or how it might be, that religious people are able to have larger families. And so we suspected that maybe it is a result of the fact that those communities tend to be more cooperative with one another than secular communities. They're just sort of bigger, they get together more, and they help each other out more than secular groups tend to. And so we thought maybe that might extend to childcare. And so what we did was we looked at, on a nationwide scale, first of all, whether or not religious people had more children, and they in fact do, even though there are lots of things that affect the number of kids you have, for example, most obviously if you're in a relationship, but also how much money you make and your education. After adjusting for all of those things, religious people tend to have more children. And that fits with some previous work we've done, but also with religious people in other modern Western contexts. But then we also found, interestingly, that the non-currently breeding members of the population, that is, people who don't currently have young kids of their own, people who are non-breeding religious members of the population look after children more often than secular people without kids of their own, without young kids of their own currently. So what this means is that there seems to be something about religious communities where they function cooperative breeders, in that they sort of help each other out with their young kids, and secular people do not to the same extent. So that may explain why religious people are able to have larger families.
So I guess touching back on that trend that you're noticing, you said it's projected to grow within 50 years. Apart from the study on, you know, secular communities, what are the kind of other areas you think that might bring forth?
Study here, we're not with the religion of their parents or school care. So what would